Blog Talk Radio.
If y'all would love to show some love to the platform, please do. Please, somebody call in, please, and let me know so I can test these phone calls. So the number is right here. 319-527-6193. Please, I need somebody to help me figure this out real quick. I got some videos to play too, y'all. I got y'all, man. You know I can't leave y'all just hot and dry. Oh, this shit is so funny. Oh, yeah, and Kyle Rittenhouse says he's going to sue Whoopi Goldberg and others for calling him a murderer. This shit is unbelievable, son. All right, we got 510. Area code 510. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. I was just calling.
Thank you, sweetie. Do you have anything to say while you're here? I appreciate you calling.
I agree with everything you were saying. This is true.
Hey, Ms. Drew. What's up, baby?
Hey, bro.
What's good, big sis? How's everything? Everything good?
Hey, everything is smooth and groovy like a $5 movie.
I hear that shit. Right on.
Hey, keep hope alive, bro. Love the show, bro.
Thank you. Peace. That's the big sis right there. Let me go to... Everybody that's on the line, hold on. I'm coming to you right now. 585, thank you for calling back. What you want?
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Talk to me now.
All righty. This is just my take on everything, and I'm going to keep it short as possible. But, you know, I realized, you know, a little while back that it's all by design, bro. It's all by design. People, you know, are in delusion, thinking that America is what America used to be, not looking around them logically at everything that's going on in this country with the censorship that's going on. It's already been a transition of power. And what's happening is we're moving forward to a globalistic society rather than country to country to country. A transition of power has already taken place. How do you bring down a powerful country? You take away their resources. You take away their ability to feed themselves. You take away their ability to create jobs. And then what you do is you create a situation such as a pandemic. Now, what people don't realize is that Russia owns a lot of our energy grid, and I have put that in the chat. And they have Biden saying, yeah, we're going to do sanctions and this and that and the third. But at this point, to be honest, bro, we don't have a legal leg or nothing to stand on when it comes to China, like you just said, and Russia together. But it's not like we're fighting against it. It's all in the plan. You know, I'm real heavy in the crypto. I'm real heavy into the digital and Decentraland type metaverses and things like that. I've been in that space for a while, and that's where they're pushing us to. You have to break down an old system to introduce a new system. And that's what they're doing right before our eyes. I think Biden is even giving a speech about the new CBDCs, which is going to be the new central banking system that everybody's going to be on. If you don't have tangible assets, they're going to crash the dollar. Everybody's running around saying, oh, it's not going to affect us. It's going to affect black people first, because we have no other resources other than fiat currency and working from check to check. Once that stock market goes down, and trust me, it's about to burn, that controls everything else throughout our financial society. You're talking 401k, you're talking savings. Now, what are they doing in Ukraine right now? The banks are telling people you can only get a certain percentage out a day, and limiting them to what they can do as far as how much money they can do. What are they doing in Canada? You got Trudeau telling people, oh, we're freezing your bank accounts, we're freezing everything. And now you got Biden making a speech about freezing accounts here and having exchanges and things like that, crypto digital exchanges, be held accountable, which means people better get their e-wallets, hard wallets, and they better run. But what I'm telling you is that it's going to affect us all. If crude oil goes to $100 a barrel, that's game over for all of us. People talking about, oh, high gas prices. Try getting gas. Texas was just a test run. That's what Texas was. That whole thing was a test run. Now, we all know about Project Bluebeam. We all know about, you know, the heart machines. This is all by design. They wasn't going to come in here and kick people's doors in. Too many people own guns. What do you do? You smoke them out. You smoke them out. And that's what they're going to do with us. America has to fall in order for their agenda, and we all know about the agenda, to move forward. We're moving forward. Okay, so people are in denial thinking, oh, it's America against Russia. Russia, no, it's been a transition of power. Your politicians and your presidents have sold y'all out a long time ago. This is the plan. This is the whole thing with the Georgia grindstones, all of that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is, because I had to get that all out in a short amount of time, is that it's all the plan. Get your water stocked up. Get your gas stocked up. I'm not telling you nothing I haven't done. I got a whole house that's firewood burning in case the lights go out for 6 months to a year. Oh, that can never happen. It happened, and it'll happen again, and it's going to happen again. What did the president say? Oh, it's going to be a dark winter. It's going to be a dark winter. People need to put the puzzle together. I go to a lot of different spaces. And people have pieces of the puzzle, but they're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at where we're being pushed, how things is around the world, not just in America. Right. People better wake up, man. They're colonizing Africa. They done took over Africa. They're draining all of the resources. They want control over that continent. Whoever has control over all of the resources is king. And black people think this won't affect us? Come on, bro. People need to wake up. Me and my sister was just talking about this. Get your water stocked up. Get your non-perishable food items stocked up. Y'all see that the food is looking funny. And everybody's still running around acting like they don't understand what's going on. If you can't feed your family and the lights go out and you are cold and there's nothing for you to do and you can't go to that ATM and pull your money out, what are we going to do? Can anybody tell me what the solution would be?
That's right.
That would be the question of the day, because that's where we headed. When they said that they're depopulating, people better understand what that means. They don't have to throw an atom bomb over here like they're doing in Ukraine right now. They can just turn the lights off. They can just throw an EMP this way.
Yeah.
Civil society, as we know it, would crumble within 7 days. This is the plan. Trust the plan, y'all. Trust the plan. That's all I gotta say. Unless you wanted to ask me something.
Listen, let me tell you something. You just dropped a lot of bombs here tonight, and definitely appreciate that. That's real shit. And Rex 84, that shit's still in plan. Rex 84, King Alpha plan, all that shit is still. You know, everybody else that's hope. Matter of fact, love, hold on for a minute. Stay there. I'm going to go to area code 310 after this call. You on the air. This number is just 1111111. You on the air. What's up?
Yo, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, brother, talk to me.
This is Kenny. What's happening, bro?
Oh, what's up? What's up, Kay? What up?
Cool it. See what See, the master plan is we all going to have to head for the hills, because what I'm planning on doing is I'm working my way to grabbing me 3 acres, and I'm going way out on the range, because they removing the old way of living. All the cities are going to be broken down and built back up to smart cities.
Right.
Dude, did you watch this? Remember, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but did you see the clips of what they was performing on? They showing it to you right there. And I was watching one other dude, and you remember when they was performing, and they was all, it was like they was standing on the top, it was like they was standing on the city of Los Angeles?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, did you see it?
That's kind of like bringing on a new fourth of what they bring in. Every city is going to be turned into a smart city. It's going to be basically electric cities. Like, you know, that's why they're moving up the big data. That's why they're, you know, moving certain entities around, certain people who don't want to give up certain things. They're just getting kind of like flung out the way. So if you're looking, especially if you're looking like us and you don't want to like break what you got, then they're going to break your pockets for you. You heard. So in essence, what we need to start doing is we need to start sealing up tighter if you're righteous. But if you're righteous, you got to stand on the outside. And see, suckers will be located by labels. Everybody who out here pandering and trying to, like, clip the little man for something, then, you know, as far as I'm looking at you, you're kind of like looking like the enemy because everybody's backs against the wall right now, especially the little man, because they're trying to manipulate us with our minds. And once they grab your mind, then your ass will follow. So in turn, everybody has to be on the same code if it's going to be for a righteous cause, and everything else is a distraction and what's not needed. See, like, we already basically, like, armless and legless and everything because certain niggas just won't get it together. Like, you know, either you're going to be a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. Get out the way, and we got to keep going because, you know, if you're not looked at as, like, say, per se, with a suit and tie, or if you're not looked at as, like, if you're looking, like, respectable, or if you're carrying yourself in a certain manner, then, you know, you're pretty much, like, gutter waste. That's in their eyes, not in my eyes. I'm just trying to just give it to you real spill because, see, a lot of people just not catching the hints. And see, I'm just going to give you a little nugget. The little Young Dolph, RIP, the boy, you feel me? But I don't think homie wanted to let go of that land that he owned. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because you gotta think about it. See, wherever they're trying to drill those underground gas lines, they're also drilling out underground electric lines. Because if you notice, at all the old type gas stations, you will see maybe one or two electric pumps for electric cars to pull up so they can regenerate. So just figure out everything's going to be running like that. So just like said a second ago, you have to wash out the old
to bring in the new.
Best way to, exactly. So that's why I'm just trying to explain that my other homies, you know, my other brothers and sisters, you know, stay on cold, steadfast, and do just like the sister said, stock up on your non-perishables and stay in the house.
That's
because
right.
Remember how you were joking earlier about the sleeper cells, da-da-da-da-da? They everywhere.
Right. That's true.
And
hey, man.
You got...
Yeah, in conclusion, because it's a few people holding on, too. So go ahead. In conclusion, King.
Okay. Bottom line is, if you are able to maintain 2 or 3 acres or more, I think that would be your best bet. Because you would want to be far out so you would be able to pinpoint what's going on before it actually gets to where you are. But see, a lot of us is depending on the metropolitan areas, but...
Right, those are places that's going to get hit up first, like the cities. They're going to get, you know what I mean? They're going to attack that first. So it's good to have your own space, your own land. You can see shit before it come. You could, you know what I mean? Set your little booby traps or whatever the case may be. All the inner cities and big cities is always going to get target first, man. But I want to say thanks, Kev. You know, I definitely appreciate your call, King. You heard? Thank you.
Salute. Boy, be easy. Keep doing
your
thing.
King. All right. Peace. We got Callie in the building. 310. What's up? 310. If you can make it quick and plain, that'd be the thing.
Yeah.
Mark, what's up?
Yo. Yo, hello? Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, yo, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, so I actually just stumbled across your live because I was, like, doing some tech stuff. But anyways, I mean, pretty much the OGs, you know, y'all done already hit the T, you know what I'm saying, especially OG Shotties, you know, she hit the tip top of the iceberg. But, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they didn't do all this cryptography, I mean, this crypto Bitcoin and all that for nothing. People don't even know Bitcoin was out back in the Roman days. All that is really Roman coins, my guy. Everything all leads back to Israel, to the J suits, to the Roman and all that. So basically, I mean, people just need to, first off, y'all need to get the UV5R Boeing thing, which is a satellite radio. So when all that stuff that's going to go down and all the lights, because they already said that they was planning on cutting off the lights, they cut the food supplies. The Bible then already said that the food supplies going to be shortage. They already poisoning the water. They already done said COVID-19, which is a.k.a. propaganda, fake virus, okay, which was actually in the vaccine. And then they told people, literally in front of their face, that the cure was zinc and really eating healthy. People let that go over their head. They done said that many times, and people still went to go take the vaccine. But, yeah, like, for real, take your money out the bank, you know what I'm saying? Get an offshore bank, transfer your money to cryptocurrency, get into using the satellite radio, ham radios, because this shit finna go down. And then I just seen earlier on ABC News, the dude talking about, oh, we ready for war, we all going to go to war. You telling me that you going to kill the whole damn world over one stinking-ass country? You can't even fix your own damn country. Mind your damn business. You know what I'm saying? We trying to live peacefully. We trying to survive out here. We already fucked as it is. We don't need no damn war.
War equals money. And it's like...
Exactly.
They don't like peace. It's been
exactly.
Peaceful.
They worship war gods. Yep.
For a while. You know what I mean? It haven't been no boogeyman in a few years now. You know what I'm saying? Remember every presidency, it was a boogeyman. You know what I'm saying? So now they store some shit up and they pushing fear. And at the end of the day, black people, we just have to be on cold. And get our shit together. So, and get those cans, dry beans, get your tuna fish cans, get some, make sure you have a whole bunch of rubbing alcohol. That's how you can make your fire. You can cook with that. You know, have some matches, have some empty cans and shit so you can make your little, like your eye for the stove and shit like that. It's a lot that you can do. When
Fact.
Things really expand, so I looked at how you make houses in the woods and shit like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all seen some of them videos where they can make the house, living, from the mud and the clay and shit like that, and create your own shit. Take that you know, off the grid kind of mentality too, because you never know when that's going to happen. Don't ever overlook
Fact.
It. Watch,
learn as much as you can. Yep.
Learn as much as you can, because don't ever think for one second that we can't lose all this, and don't ever not think that they don't have a plan for us already. Georgia Godstone said, they have to maintain the world. It has to be 500 million people on the planet to maintain the population of the world. So that means they have to kill, if it's close to 9 billion, they're going to have to kill at least 7.8 billion people on the planet.
Right, and that's exactly where that COVID-19 propaganda bullshit happened.
Come on, yep. So this shit is crazy, man. But, hey, man, I want to thank you for your call, King. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, no problem, man. Really, stay safe.
You too. Peace. All right, I'm gonna come back to the homie. I don't who is this? Shane? I don't know who this. I'm coming back to you, baby girl. You on the air? 585.
Oh, okay. Oh no. This is YouTube watcher. I didn't know they could hear me in the background. I was looking at some of the comments, but yeah, you know, just to sum it up, the brothers is right. You know what I'm saying? People need to wake up, and you know, I stopped even commenting because people just don't care. Or they don't understand the destitute situation that we're in. Times are not like they were yesterday, and people are deluding themselves if they think that this thing is about to get better. They're about to apply pressure.
Yep.
Pressure like we have never seen before. I listen to the old timers because they see it coming. They've been talking about this. They knew that this war was going to happen. They knew that Russia was going to invade Ukraine because this is what these people do. This is how they maintain control. And yes, they're going to get rich, but we're not. We're going to be poorer and poorer.
Right. This shit about to turn up for real, for real.
Well,
I
like it.
This is the New World Order. It's not coming. It's already been here. And listen, why you think we are bombarded with so much of a distraction? So they plan to fall into play. The secret covenant said, drop by drop, we will accomplish our goal. They are very patient when it comes down to executing their plans perfectly. Their shit has been working for
exactly.
The long. And don't forget about Albert Pike. Go ahead, love.
No, I agree with you totally. I agree with you totally. This plan has been a plan that is public information, but people don't like to read. They just want to go by whatever firsthand information that they get. You got to be real careful where you get your information. And yes, they use our people against us, like the entertainers and the rappers and things like that, to keep us deluded. That's their job. They're the gatekeepers. You know, I found out, you know, what this thing was a long time ago. And it is sort of like a matrix. And you got to understand who the players are on the board, on the chessboard, who's doing
right.
What in order to navigate yourself through this thing that we call life. And what I'm telling people is that it's checkmate coming. I'm not trying to scare anybody. What I'm trying to do is prepare people and tell them, listen, prepare your table. Get you non-perishable food items. If you are in a home or like the dude said, get some land. If that's what you can do, get you a generator. That should be
right.
The most important thing that you get besides a vehicle or anything else. If the lights go out, there's nothing you're going to be able to do but be dependent on when they're going to be turned back on. You don't want that. Make sure you have plenty of gas. If you're doing solar powered, that's fine too. But they have a plan. They're going to execute it. Whether people believe it or not, you see people online every day telling you, look at these shelves. Look at the food shelves. Now that we've gone to war, it's about to get real for a whole lot of folks.
Hold on.
Yes,
I'm trying to cut your wisdom. Ain't it ironic they how Trump was cool with Putin, as if he already knew the master plan of what was supposed to happen. So everybody wanted him to go at Putin for the so-called voting fraud or whatever the case may be, or the whatever it was that got leaked or whatever, you know what I mean? Anyway, but and then now the Democrats put pressure on the world and put the scare tactics for Joe Biden to get put in.
But can I say something? Can I just interject? And I'm with you. But let me tell you this. This is how I look at it. I look at it as Trump did what he was supposed to do. Biden is doing what he's supposed to do. These are puppets in the big scheme of things, if you can understand where I'm coming from. There's levels to this. And they keep people saying, oh, the Democrats did this. Oh, the right did that. Oh, black people said that white people did that. Oh, so it goes on and on and on, and it's a vicious, repetitious cycle. Let me tell you something. These people are sitting down with their croissants, having tea, laughing at the masses because people are so short-sighted that they don't get the big picture. These people are all in on this together. This is a scripted book. Have you ever heard that phrase, all the world is a stage? There's phrases and things that we never catch in life because we don't take time to catch them. It's put right before your eyes. I could tell you, I could get my family members to come in here and vouch for me. I knew they wouldn't know who the president was after Biden with all of this yin-yang and all of this hoopla going on. I knew that they would cause this type of chaos and division amongst the masses. Meanwhile, behind the curtain, we're being set up. It right, left, blue, white, it doesn't matter. We're being set up. That is the whole point, is that people are so busy pointing their fingers that nobody's looking at the big picture, and we just puppets in the big scheme of things. So Trump did what he was supposed to do. Biden's doing what he was supposed to do. That's why Biden didn't campaign. He didn't have to. He didn't have to. It was so much going on, so much controversy going on. We're just getting played. Yo, we're getting played.
And was listen, and pushing fear. All of this shit is convoluted, diluted chaos, organized chaos. All of this shit, they have people who are psychiatrists who study the mind. You know what I mean? Like, make a sound in the east, strike from the west. Like that. Like they strategy is just so far beyond our own comprehension. These are not dumb people. These are smart people, and they see when they create the atmosphere, they can create the chaos. When they control the people through the mediums, when they control the people through the fluoride. Because that's a manipulator. That's what they did to the Jews in Germany. They used fluoride to manipulate their mind, to dilute their mind. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. So they know exactly what the fuck that they're doing. And everybody is like that little meme I seen. Everybody holding their phone and they walking off the cliff, not even knowing they're about to walk off the cliff. Like we so like oblivious to what's really going on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Busy, bombarded, man. And it's sad. If we all stop working right now, I mean everybody. Like I think that would change the fucking game, but you know, a lot of stuff come with consequences, man, and people just gonna have to die. There's gonna be some bloodshed. I'm not dying like no fucking coward. I don't care about anybody else. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Right.
I don't know anybody else.
Right. And you know what God said? God said, my people will not perish due to being murderers or being people who do this or do that or thieves. He said, my people are going to perish due to lack of knowledge. because we get played and we play this tune and then we act like we don't understand what's going on. It's not about the left or the right. It was never about that. It was about the fact that, listen, you got a group of people who have plans for us. They're executing those plans. And like you said, with the Georgia Guidestones, these things are being put right before us and people act like they don't see it. Again, they're pushing us in what they call the light age. We had the stone age. We had the industrial age. We had the now we're going into the light age. We're going into the virtual era where everybody has an avatar and we can hide behind these. It's a whole new world out here. So what they're doing is they're pushing us forward. You just said it. They're taking the old ways out and they're implementing new ways. People who have no resources, which are us, black folks, are going to be re-enslaved in these virtual setups. They're already telling you, listen, we want everything digital. Did they ask us, did we want a digital TV? No, they told us what we was going to have. Every person had to conform. They didn't ask me as a consumer if I like analog. I hated digital TV, but it wasn't up to me. I just had my cell phone company tell me, we're going to 5G. Well, I don't want 5G. Well, we converting because we got to keep up. So you don't understand, and people don't understand how we're being enslaved, or should I say re-enslaved?
Yeah, it's real. Look, I already took your number down. You're going to come back on the show soon. I want you to close out, and I'm going to take that last call, then I'm going to play this video, then I'm going to get up out of here and try to rest. I've been up so early. I'm trying to feel it now. So close out for me, sweetheart.
All righty. Thank you, Mike, for letting me speak because I know I'm passionate about it. So thank you for giving me the time to speak to my people because right now I understand and I can see that they have us divided. They got us divided in actual reality, and now they're having us divided in virtual reality. And we as the people don't see what's going on. And a lot of people just don't care. But the book was written, and it's the last chapter for a reason. We are here. And what I'm telling people is to prepare your table mentally, prepare your table spiritually, and prepare your table physically because we are headed for a storm. We are living in the days of Noah, and that's all I talk about because there's nothing more important than that. So what I'm going to say is, Mike, you always have great content. I like that you put out real discussions for people to talk about and to think about and to brainstorm about. And like, share, subscribe. I'm already a subscriber. I've never called in, but this topic is real, and I want people to know what we're headed for. This is not a joke. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not telling you nothing that I'm not doing. I have a ham radio. I have a CB radio. I went and got the registration and all that from the SEC. I have me a gas power generator. I have me a wood fire stove. And I'm not bragging. What I'm saying is I prepared myself because I see the storm coming. Noah saw the storm coming. He prepared his table. And with that, that's it.
Hey, I got your number. Hold on. I took a screenshot. I need to write it down now. Cause I'm going to need some of them damn utensils. Like, goddamn it, what site, this, that, and third, and shit. Nah, for real. It's real.
Yeah, definitely take my number down. Or
what's
you can email me or whatever. But take my number down. I'm online as YouTube Watcher.
YouTube Watcher. You never called them before? You sure you never called them before?
Nope, I never called in before. No, I don't really be calling in like that. I watch. I like to watch. And, you know, but this is an important topic, so I just thought I would give my old 2 cents because, like I said, I talk about it with my family a lot. I talk about it with my children. I talk about it, you know, with, you know, anybody who listens. You know, I got a 29-year-old son. And he's somewhere traveling the world doing this thing. And I got a 17-year-old daughter. And they know how I feel about these things because when you have the knowledge and the discernment and the wisdom, you need to be sharing that. You need to be letting people know what's going on out here. People don't see what's going on. They just either they don't want to see or they can't see. And I asked myself that question, like, why can't people see the storm that's coming right before them? Usually people don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying prepare yourself. It's better to be prepared and ready than for it not to happen, because I thought they was going to turn out New York. I'm in New York, too. I'm upstate. And I told my mom, listen, we got to get a generator. They're going to cut somebody's lights out. They're gonna do something. They're going to be up to something. And it was right around that time with all of this chaos with the inauguration and this and that, voter fraud, and then they cut out Texas. They took their grid out. That was an exercise, bro. If people don't understand what's going on around them, they're deluded.
Right. Hey, love. Listen, man, you dropped a lot of gems tonight, and I know we all appreciate that shit. I want to say thank you very much, and we definitely want to chop it up again. That's for sure. You heard me?
All righty. I always tune in, so, you know, if it's a topic that I'm passionate about, you know, sometimes I just like to listen. It's good to listen, too. You know, so I listen a lot and I watch a lot, but I just thought I would come in and give my little 2 cents because, you know, I feel bad for folks, man. But you're right. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to perish, man. Point blank and simple.
All right, love. Peace.
All righty. All right, bro. Peace out.
Peace. All right, I'm going to take this last call. And if you can make it short as possible, please do. Area code 567, what's good, family? Thank you for holding on. What's up? Area code 567, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What's up, big bro?
What's going on, brother?
Man, we had this conversation last year, man. This is probably back in, like, July. And I was saying, you know, a lot of the older people back in the day, the ones that your parents told you to stay away from, the ones that was telling you to, you need to get land and you need to have this and you need to have that. Those people your parents told you to stay away from because, and, you know, people in your neighborhood, cause they, you know, think they was crazy. But, no, nah, man, they knew this shit. Like the old lady, I mean, the lady I just called, she the truth, right, man. Right. She the truth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She probably one of the smartest people I ever listened to on here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as people calling in.
Right.
But they already knew, like, you know, and she said it too. The elderly people, they already knew that shit was coming because it's kind of, it's really in your face, like, distraction-wise. How many pop-ups do you get a day on your phone? Probably a lot of shit, right? Probably a lot of emails and shit. You don't even be knowing where these emails coming from. Everything you see, man, from movies to TV shows coming out, all this shit, it is a distraction, man. They want to take your mind off of what's really going on.
That's a fact. Yep.
And that's why they tell people to. It was a former wrestler, man. And he had a show on the Travel Channel, and they canceled his show because he was telling people to buy land and get shelter and stop listening to the government and all this other crazy shit.
Right.
So it's like, and for your show, he didn't even have a full season, and the shit got canceled. And he came out and said he said too much, so they decided to cancel his show. So it's just like the dark age is already, it's already here, man, because, I mean, like where I'm at right now, bro, it's been dark for the past, like, week. I'm in Ohio, man. So it's like a lot of shit being crazy. A lot of grocery stores, ain't nobody had no food. I mean, it's right here in our face, man.
Right. It is. And I don't know if it's taking too long for everybody to see it, but it's right there. And the only thing I can say is that we are, like how the last caller said, YouTube watch, and she said that it's almost checkmate. They used to call it, it's almost 12 o'clock. You know what I mean? That hand is about to hit that 12. You know what I mean? It's right there. It's almost 12 o'clock, y'all. Once that 12 o'clock hit, it's over.
It's been over, man, because, like, I don't know if you filed your taxes yet, but people that file their taxes, they get letters from the IRS like, man, I don't owe the IRS nothing. But it's like, man, they want their cut, man. Like, and she said it too. She was like, she said, it's due. She was talking about money too. She said, it's due. And it's like, and the other guy called and talked about the cryptocurrency. And he said, y'all think, he said, people think they just doing this for no reason. It's a reason why they doing this shit.
All this shit is a reason, man. All of it. All of it.
And like, look at the Staples Center. You know, what is that called now? Cryptocurrency. Everything is about to change.
And you know what's crazy? I just thought about it right now. I could be wrong, but I was just saying this earlier about how when war happens, when missiles are launched, it's on other people's soil. It's not here. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought, as you were speaking, like, what if America is the last to get hit? Like, once everything is already done, they control everything that's around, you know, the main countries that they need to control and have access to points where they defense or they strike abilities to other countries is, you know, they set up in all their places. Basically, their chess pieces is where it's supposed to be. And that hand hits 12. I just feel like America is going to be the last one to get hit with the bombs to press that reset button. You know what I mean? Because it's going to come to this land at some point. And I think America is the last to get hit. And it's going to be an inside job, just like Pearl Harbor. You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. But just close out for me, man.
Just say this, man. Just God bless everybody, man. Like, you know, because I keep him in my life, man. Like, that's the only thing that's really going to save us is God, man. And people need to get their mind right. You know what I'm saying? These niggas out here, they ain't making it no better, man. These niggas is black rednecks. So they ain't making it no better, man. Motherfuckers need to get together and figure this shit out, man. Because all this shit we've been seeing in these movies, this destruction and chaos, man, it's going to happen. This shit going to happen.
Yep.
That's it, bro.
Hey, King, I appreciate your call, family. Stay up.
You too, man.
Face. We shut this phone line down now.